Hey, good morning. Today's class is sponsored for the success of Bezrat Hashem, success in her job, praying for her daughter to be happy in her school, stabur emunah, happiness and health, and to find a husband. Also, the success of Bezrat Hashem, Yirat Shemayim, Yalav Yishav Nubah, Gadi Yalav Yishav, Shavu Yishav, Emel Yishav, Reina Malkov, Tova Vasha, and Gadi Yalav Yishav, two events, May 3rd and May 4th in L.A., and May 17th in, God willing, Manhattan, Parkey Synagogue, our annual event that we usually have. Thank God we're back. I will be posting that information also. Tonight I'm having a class at 9:30 at night with a podcast with Coach Menachem at 9:30 at night. Whoever's up, we will send you the link for that. Tuesday night, we will be having a live Instagram class around 8:15, and we will sync whoever's on Instagram on that also. Okay, today's class, really, really great class. We're going to take a book called Transcending Levels of Consciousness, Lesson 76 in Likutei Moharan, Reclaiming Ourselves, the Self by Rav Dovid Pilson, and really, really Lesson 61. Really, really want to talk about, you know, a lot of my classes are based on people's questions. You know, from the question, you could see the problem. And many, many questions I get is, how do I get over this? I went into a relationship for 2 years, and next thing you know, I don't have the strength to get back into a new relationship, or I lost money in a deal. How do I strength to move on? There's a constant questions on how to move on. We're going to talk about that, how to move on practically, and we're going to talk about more or less what's keeping us in the past. We spoke about the other day. We spoke about the word tikkun, to rectify something, is to become a child, tinok, start brand new. And we spoke about all sins come from Averot. Averot, the word Averot, as the word Avar, means staying in the past. So we already know the root words of those two things, how they get us stuck or not. Okay, so let's talk about practicality and how to get this. There's a beautiful, beautiful Torah, Lesson 21, the Mesillat Yesharim says that we all have to pay a tax. We have to pay a tax in life. That means in life you have to put some kind of effort to do something. The results are definitely guaranteed by your creator, but we have to pay a tax. That means you can't just wait for miracles. You can't depend on anything. You have to make a hishtadlut. You have to make a tax. It could be going on a website, a dating website. It could be going on, asking people a shadchan for a date. Whatever it is, you have to pay a tax. Now, this tax is transferable, which we're very confused about. So sometimes, for example, you say, oh my God, I got into a deal for 2 years. How do I have the head to go back into another relationship or another deal if it took me 2 years? Who says it's going to take you 2 years? This is where time begins to become your enemy. And we're going to talk about how to really nullify time. When you're saying it's going to take you 2 years just because you were in a past relationship for 2 years, is that absolutely true? Completely not. Like I said before, I got married in 30 days. I had deals that I worked on for 7 months. They didn't go through. And the next thing you know, in 5 days, I closed on another deal. Time doesn't exist in an absence. The only reason why time exists is an absence of consciousness. Do not bring old stuff into a new relationship. You could have spent 6 months on a relationship that didn't work out. God gives you credit for that, and you could meet somebody in 10 days and get married, or 10 days and it work out. This time element is the reason why a lot of people grieve. This time, they're giving a specific amount of time, and they're thinking that time is going to equal the future. The past is going to equal the future. That is completely, completely an absence of consciousness. And the problem is, when you walk around with this amount of weight, and, you know, it's like, imagine you went on a flight, and next thing you know, you had, you know, a delay, and all of a sudden, a stoppage here, and all kinds of delays. What are you going to say? I'm never going to go on another flight again. I don't have the head for it. It's going to happen again. It's not true. It's not true. So remember, it's very important how to grieve, whether grieving or dealing with letting go in the past relationship. There's an accumulation of weight that we've created. And that only exists in an absence of consciousness. Rav Dov Ben Pearson says, Teshuva is a radical change in the way we see our past. Or we see failure. The ability to change our perspective and access our non-linear, multi-recreational time. Teshuva reaches beyond linear time, dissipating these destructive energies that are stored in our psyche from all our past negative actions. Our perception of time expands and contracts with the expansion of consciousness. Very important. That means if you cannot, if you're still living in fear, if you're still living in the past, if you have not, if you're not growing, time is always going to be the same thing for you. It's going to be an enemy. But as more you grow in consciousness, you'll recognize time flies, the moments constantly be created. The more aware you are, the more time doesn't even exist for you. We pray constantly to, we pray to our Creator, Hashem, let me be so conscious that I don't even know what time is. That time flies in a minute. It's exactly what Rabbi Nachman's telling us in Lesson 61. God is beyond time. But no, time essentially stems from nothing but our deficient comprehension. Because our intellects are limited, for the greater the intellect, the more the contract is time. So when I go to a deal breaks for me, I have no problems moving on. Something happens, no problems moving on. Because my expansion of consciousness is, Baruch Hashem, I've worked on it, where time doesn't exist. I believe in possibilities, I believe in new creations, and I see it black and white. Across my life, I'm able to get over the past, Baruch Hashem, very quickly. Because I'm able to elevate things. But if I had a very low consciousness, I'm coming on a victim mindset or a fear mindset, that I'm afraid that this is going to happen again, and I'm only trying to do is protecting the ego. A beautiful line I heard from David Hawkins. He says, don't blame God for what your ego has done to you. Do not blame God for what your ego has done to you. Many times we blame God for what our ego has done to us. It's only your ego protecting you. Our perception of time expands and contracts with the expansion and contraction of our consciousness. The more expansive we are, the faster time moves. The more restricted we are, the slower time moves. That problem becomes bigger and bigger. Imagine sitting on a bench talking to somebody who you don't like, that 10-minute conversation. It's like 10 hours. That person's heavy on you. You can't wait to get out of there. But when you meet somebody you like, wow, 10 minutes is like a minute, a second. So you can recognize 10 minutes, it could be completely different based on your level of consciousness. This is why Rabbi Nachman tells us in Lesson 76, a person has to renew his intellect daily. They're renewed every morning. With goodness, he renews. Renewing the mind, meriting new intellect, so that one's intellect is constantly expanding, is the aspect of sight. For the intellect's perspective and perception corresponds to vision. One knows and understands these things clearly. As it says, their eyes were both open. That refers to wisdom. And he says, the more trust you have, the less closer you need to get to something. The more trust you have, I don't need to get close to something. If I can see, if I have vision, I'm a visionary. I already see this breaking. I already see what I'm going to do to fix it. The difference between good leaders and good coaches and whatever it is, they know already how to handle the situation. They already have a plan for the situation. Where people who are not good leaders, they see a situation. Oh my God, look at the situation. Situation is bigger than us. And then time, all of a sudden, begins to manifest as anxiety, etc. So remember, don't expect to get over the past if you're not growing spiritually. Period. If you're not growing spiritually, a breakup is going to be hell for you. But if the more you grow spiritually, you're going to say, God broke my heart to save my soul. The only reason why I'm suffering is because of the accumulation of time or the fear of being alone. And you'll start recognizing little by little, you start letting go of all these fears and you recognize, you know what? A door has to close for another door to be open. I can't express that enough. And a lot of people, they're very intelligent, but they have no faith. I know brilliant people, but they're so stuck. Doesn't mean you're going to, because you're smart, doesn't mean you're not going to get stuck. And the minute you tell them something about spiritual, no, not for me. I don't believe in that stuff. Okay, so stay in there. Stay in there. Just go stay in that relationship that didn't work out. So it's very, very, very important. We need to be able to recognize the more knowledge you have, the more consciousness you work on, the higher your consciousness, the less the breakups will be much easier to get over with, and you'll be able to move on and attract the right person. The more business-wise, how many times you have to take a hit on a stock in order to grow. Sometimes they can't. There's a problem of people marry the stock. You know how many times people have lost a tremendous amount of money? They married the stock. You have to be able to move on in life. And that is definitely through a higher consciousness, believing that God can renew everything in a minute. And just because I was in a two-year relationship, I paid the tax. That tax can be transferable. The new relationship, it could happen in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. There's no time. Time doesn't exist if you're in the moment. But the same thing is wise. I know many people, they're stuck in the past. And this is connection because they have not grown in the intellect. And remember, the wisdom is the memory without the emotion. That's the difference. You got wisdom from that situation instead of constantly rehearsing a past that's not working for us. So sometimes excessive grieving is a lack of intellect. And so the Torah gives us a specific amount of time for grieving, and there's a time to move on. And we have to be careful that we do not seek a payoff of self-pity and all of this. What you need when you're going through a struggle or any situation, you need tremendous amount of strength. You do not need self-pity. In the book Transcendent Consciousness, really David Hawkins says it so beautiful. The Rebbe Pinson also said, sometimes you don't have a beautiful concept, what he's saying here. Before we get to this concept, he says the word forgiving. Forgiving. You are giving yourself. When you're forgiving somebody, you're actually giving yourself life. Forgiving. Forgetting is not the same thing as forgiving. I'll forget about it, but I'm not forgiving you. You're getting something out of it. You're still getting a kickback. You're getting a payoff. Forgiving, you're giving. Forgetting, you're getting. It's funny how beautiful, in the same words, how he took that word and really, really. So remember, when you forgive, we're giving ourselves. We have to forgive ourselves, and we have to forgive others. But your ability to move on, recognize, it's not even about the situation. It's about God's telling you, you have to grow in consciousness. You're too stuck because you're not growing. And when you don't grow, you're going to get stuck. Guaranteed. And this is not a problem more. The problem is not itself is the relationship. The problem is that you are still stuck in that relationship. That's the problem. It's not the person. The fact that you're still stuck in that situation, you're still stuck in that is because your creator wants you to have trust. People who trust, they move on, they learn from situations. People who don't, people have fear, they're looking, they were trying to either, there's a form of control or a form of survival in that situation that they were just getting. But when you trust, you're able to release, you're able to let go. This is very, very important that I've seen constantly. And also, your relationship to time is only rooted in your imagination. This is why Reb Nachman constantly says, a person with da'at knows that time in this world is nothing. Do you understand that? When you have da'at, you recognize time is nothing. Time is nothing. Time essentially means from deficient da'at. I'm going to be honest with you. You're going to see in a couple months, God willing, people are going to say, what's COVID? They forgot about COVID. Look at the amount of time we had in COVID. Look at the amount of energy we put into it. The amount of so much time, and at the end of the day, it was like nothing. You're going to pass, it's like, what happened? COVID. I don't know. Yeah, it's something that happened 2 years ago. But while you were in it, you were almost like, this is going to last forever. You thought it was completely permanent. But maybe today, people just started not putting so much energy into it, and people are not really giving the energy to it. This is why it's very important. You don't want to label something. Very important not to label something, because label itself associates an accumulation of time. I have this, I have that. Don't label things so much. A label is a program to a complete label. So what shall we do? Obviously, the first solution is clearly expand your consciousness. That is really the root cause. Without expanding the consciousness, you're going to go from breakup to breakup without changing your perspective or growing or learning from it. Then one time, shame on me. Two times, shame on you. One time, shame on me. Two times, shame on you. You're not getting the lesson that God's calling you to grow and stop becoming a victim. And again, I say these classes with complete directness. I say it like I would be, because one of the things that I was, when I was going through a very, very tough situation, 8-9 years ago, before I started this class, I did not get the right advice. I got a lot of BS. I got a lot of hocus pocus. I didn't get the advice. I was very successful, so people didn't want to tell me what I needed to hear. So they basically, they didn't speak directly to me, and they told me, say Psalm 24, say Psalm this. If you would have told me you're complaining, you're completely being ingratitude, your awareness is off, you're not grateful for this, you're complaining too much, tell me what you need to tell me, and this way I can change. And that's what's missing today, I think it's in the chizik world today, is nobody's telling people straight. They're just going around the bushes and not talking straight because they don't want to offend anybody, or they don't want to, but that's exactly when we're offended, or where something bothers us, that's exactly the trigger showing us, hey, call to action. Call to action. This is what we need today. People are not direct. If I'm telling you, listen, your soulmate because you're masturbating, you got to stop doing that. Oh, you're not going to get married. Look what it's costing you. I mean, you have to understand, there has to be direct approaches. If it's not direct, you're not going to get any results. And if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you. You need to understand that. You will not change if you're not challenged. Bottom line. And you need to understand, this is the way God works. He has high expectations for us, but he has high warmth. You will get challenged in every area of your life. Where there's growth, there's tremendous amount of challenges. Rav Nachman tells us, lesson 72, the beginning, know the most important principle. As you start serving your Creator and growing, you're going to get blitzed. You're going to get challenged. He prepares us for that. So all we can do is get stronger. So the dualities of grief, getting over the past. Number one, instead of clinging on to something, you have to let it go. Instead of living in the past, you have to live in the now. Instead of hoping to change the person, you need to surrender to a much bigger picture. That's bittul. Instead of seeing something as a loss, see it as an opportunity to move on. Imagine if you put your energy and say, wow, what an opportunity to move on. What an opportunity to grow from this. Where is your energy going to grow in a situation? Instead of refusing or deny it by numbing it, work through it. You might need a therapist. You might need chizuk. But work through it. Work through that loss. See what went wrong. Perspective, procedure. Don't take it personal. Don't see it as a loss. See it as an opportunity to move on and work through it. Don't deny what happened. That's also not going to help. How many people are in denial? When we're in denial, we vibrate in a very low energy. Our Creator cannot open up our consciousness, and we just get stuck there. Do not blame God for something the ego did to you. Period. How many times I hear this all day long? God did this to me. No. Do not blame God for something the ego has done to you. Instead of having anger and resentment, acceptance. Acceptance. This is what happened. This is what God, obviously, I believe in you, creator of the world, but I don't understand you. But that's why, because dat is given to us by Hashem. All we need to do is make a space for our creator. And the way we make a space for our creator is we don't attach ourselves to anything. We remain completely, completely open. Period. If you remain open in your heart by not being stuck in the future or the past, but just by saying like everything. And this is why our sages say the light of the creator does not come with any form. We are the one that makes a form. And the form is usually based on the gates of our perspective. Sharim, our sharim. God is at the gates. The gates of your perspective determines that. So when you're able to go and you're very resilient, I mean, I heard a Jeff Bezos interview one time. And he says, do you know how many times I spent hundreds of millions of dollars on things that did not work? But all I need to do is hit one of them. Before Amazon Alexa came out, there was the dog one that came out. There's a bunch of them he made, and he completely failed at. But he doesn't look at it as a failure. He looks at this as part of the process. The same thing. Rav Nachman even tells us, when you start dating, there's a lot of zivugim you have, and you have to sometimes meet them in this world as a conversation. But your ability to show up to a new, to meet somebody new, you have to go there without any baggage. Nobody wants to pick up baggage in relation. You just go, man, you're on a flight. Guy says, can you watch my bags? Okay, I can watch your bags. Now I need you to carry my bag. No, thank you. That I will not do for you. Ask a guy in the airport. Tell him to watch your bags. He has no problem watching it. But he will not carry the baggage for you. I promise you. Unless you're really, really attractive. But mostly, he will not carry the baggage for you. And if he'll carry it for you, he'll carry it for just a little, not too long. Don't ask people to carry your baggage. Go to a relationship without any baggage. Go there clean. Go there with a clean mindset. And this is how people want. People want to be with a person who's free, not with a person they're going to get stuck on emotionally. Instead of anger and resentment, choose acceptance. Instead of self-blame, accept your limitations. Teshuva is just recognizing that's the old me. This is the new me. Instead of feeling empty, replace it with new values. There's always opportunities. Instead of equating other this and that, see happiness as internal. Happiness is not codependent on a relationship. It means the more I was codependent on that person, the more empty I was. What is that telling me? I need to be codependent to my creator. Obviously, I needed a love. There's a love that I needed. There was a need for love. This is why I'm so heartbroken. But maybe that love is I didn't have that love for myself. Instead of depending on externals, depend on yourself. Instead of resist, resisting change, transcend. Instead of going back in time, move forward with options. Instead of emotionalizing something, minimize it. Very important. What did I just say? Minimize it. Minimize it. Minimize the hysteria, the time. It's just a breakup. That's all it is. It's just a failure versus, oh my God, I'm in a two-way relationship. I'm going to get stuck there. That is emotionalizing, catastrophizing something. That comes from a deficient comprehension of that. When you're listening to classes, this is not there's no radio podcast. You have to listen. You have to listen because you have to expand and you have to break these bad ideas. Specifically, this time that we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with the time of Parshas Parah. We're dealing with the cow of we want to be cleansed. We can't be free from trauma if without cleansing. Without going back in time, move forward with options. No emotionalizing, minimize. Seek sympathy, seek sufficiency. Avoid or control, accept, work through. See loss as permanent, see loss as temporary. That person's irreplaceable, the future has promise. Life is full of problems, life is full of solutions. How many times have somebody says, life is full of solutions? I think that person, you would say, something's wrong with that person, life is full of solutions. Life is full of solutions, not full of problems. Life is bitter, faith and hope. So remember, life is not full of problems, life is full of solutions, but it all depends where you focus on. Let's get over the past. We want to be free. We want to reflect on the past, but we don't want to stay in the past. And this is a very, very important class to understand. Let go of the fears. Let go of the accumulation of time. Let go of all that. Let it go. And B'ezrat Hashem, grow in consciousness so you'll be able to use the same formula, such as, imagine when you're married. Imagine if you can't go of something. Imagine when you're married and somebody, your wife's spouse says something, and you're not able to let it go. Again, it's because too much. We have to grow in consciousness. Have a great day. Exactly.